Random House Audio presents Stealing Athena by Karen Essex. Read for you by Susan Deniker. King Priam of Troy. Who put up this huge thing, this horse? What do they want with it? Is it religious or a means of war? Sinon, the captive Greek. The whole hope of the Greeks in this war rested in help from Athena. But Diomedes and that criminal Odysseus dared to defile her holy shrine. After that, the goddess was against them. Her apparition rose 3 times in a flash of lightning, with shield and spear trembling. They built this horse to dispel the curse of stealing the image of Athena. Virgil, the Aeneid. Part 1. To the East. Aboard the Phaeton, 1799. Mary hit the floor of the ship's squalid cabin with a dull thud, jolting her awake and sending a pain so sharp up her spine that Zeus might as well have hurtled a thunderbolt into her backside. She tried to breathe, but the fetid odors, dank wood, stale, trapped air, foul clothing, and the urine and excrement of humans and animals were unbearable partners with the sickness that went along with the early stages of pregnancy. The stench she'd briefly escaped during her nap came rushing back in to claim space in her nostrils, and she gagged. Her head spun like scum swirling under a bridge.